magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. It's Wednesday, September 21st, 2016. And I just thought moments ago, Jason, I would turn to Psalm 1 because you just recently launched, I think a day or two ago, a Psalms podcast. Is that what you're calling it? You started talking about how much you love God's Word. And you wanted to do like a daily, did you say how many days, like for the next 40 days or so many days you wanted to turn our attention towards the book of Psalms? So I guess I'm going to ask you, why Psalms and why start this little podcast and what do you hope to accomplish for maybe a listener that's going to track down the information so they can see these daily, what do you call them?
I don't even know, like a podcast, posting. It's not really a podcast because it's a video. So it's just a couple minutes long. Really, it's to constrain me because I could talk for a long time. So I wanted to make it short. I wanted to make it accessible for people. How long? 40 days? I don't know because there's 150 psalms that I would like to go through them all. I would just like to just kind of set off and go on this kind of journey where we're taking a long walk together. I think I even say maybe in the second or third video when I start, I say, you know, we're going to take a long walk in short steps through the Psalms. And so really my thought is just that every day we'll just take a verse or two verses or three verses and we'll just talk about them for just a few moments as a point of encouragement, because the Psalms are oftentimes people go and they read the Psalms during difficult seasons of life. Roughly one third of the Psalms are laments by David. You know, God, where are you? God, what are you doing? But always when David asks those questions, and I think we all ask those questions, God answers in the Psalms. God's inspired word, inspired through God's Spirit, then carried along by men and the Spirit through time. God gives encouragement and gives answers. And so I think for many people right now is a difficult time. They kind of look around and everything is kind of crazy in the world. And for some people, what they're doing is they're allowing external crazy to make them internal crazy, or they're insulating themselves from everything, including all the great relationships and people that they can be with. And so I think what we need to do is we need to get grounded in God's Word. I mean, there's really not many things I'm good at, but I love God's Word, and I love teaching God's Word, and I love being in God's Word. So it's a place where I feel like the Lord can use me to encourage people. And we were talking about before the radio program today, just technology has made it so accessible that you can record a video, do a little post-production, put it out, and it takes minutes to do all of that because of the level of technology, the ease of technology. And so I wanted to marry those things together, God's Word, what I love about God's Word, how I think God's Word is an encouragement, and then with the technology and the ease of using that technology. And right now I'm just posting it on Facebook, so you really got to be my Facebook friend to watch it, or a Facebook friend of our church, because I'm putting it through the church and then sharing it out of that just so we have a place to keep it. I don't know where else I would host it. I'm not technologically that adept at how we do all that kind of stuff. And so really, it's just going to be daily a little bit of time in the Psalms. I'm really limiting myself to 1 to 2, tops 3 minutes. It's hard to be under 3 minutes, though. Mm-hmm. You give a little intro, you give a little extra, and then you kind of give a little Devo, and you're at 3 minutes. And yeah. So I keep saying 2 minutes, and then I'm like, look at the timer, and I go, 3 minutes is where I seem to have stopped.
But that's real important, because so many times you see some of these blog posts or whatever, and once I see they're 6 or 9 or 13 minutes, I just say, I don't have time, and I'll maybe listen to the intro and then close it down, just because that's like, oh, 13 minutes, what are they going to talk about? And I'm sure it's probably pretty good, but I think if you can get it into that 2 to 3 minute window, much more people are probably going to view the whole thing.
I was thinking too, and I mean really some of the thought process behind it was, how long does it take me in the morning? I generally listen to things in the morning while I'm making the kids lunch, while I'm pouring coffee, while I'm doing that. And so I started to think, okay, how long does it take me to brew my coffee, put the sugar, the creamer, and pour the coffee in the cup? And I thought, what do I listen to? What could I listen to in that moment that would encourage me? And so I thought, you know what, that takes about 2 to 3 minutes. Is there something I could listen to or I could do that could encourage somebody in that short amount of time, that could kind of push them out the door and have them thinking about God, have them meditating on who God is and what God is, and encouraged by the fact that God is still present, that he's still active, that he's still with us, and that things are going to be okay. and things might not be okay today, but that doesn't mean that tomorrow and into the future they're not. And if we're Bible-believing Christians, we know that there will be a day when everything will be ultimately okay, that God will judge the unjust, that God will judge righteously, that God will come and there will be new heavens and new earth. And so I think for many of us, we don't think about that. We're so kind of drawn in and kept by today that we don't realize that. And the Psalms is just such a great place. I think the Psalms encompass every emotion imaginable, from glorious exaltation to kind of the dregs where David is like, where are you? You know, and I think if we're really honest, let's just be honest, David was better than a lot of us. He killed a lion with his bare hands, and he could play the harp. I can't play the harp, and I would never venture to wrestle with a lion. And so David, and he was a man after God's own heart. And so when I look at David, I think, wow, David. And yet David experienced in a real honest way these feelings, and then God, through his word, shares it with us. And so I think that's for some of us, that humanizes those people. We realize, oh my gosh, you know what? I can't believe that David was this depressed at this moment, and I can't believe that this worship then that David gives. You know, and I think we do that with a lot of Bible folks. I think even with the Apostle Paul, I think very rarely will we ever go to the beginning of Corinthians where Paul says he despaired unto death, which means he contemplated his own life. He contemplated taking his own life because he was so depressed at the status of ministry around him and what was happening. You know, we like to think about Paul and just the fact that his ministry was always blowing up and always amazing things were happening. But there is equal amounts of people who turned their back on Paul and left and stoned him and berated him and did all those things as saved and accepted Jesus Christ as Savior through him.
I was thinking yesterday Steve Brown was giving an example of somebody else that he kind of idolized or looked up to. And this person said he loves many of those illustrations in the Old and New Testament where the apostle or the prophet or the individual failed, because he could identify with them and how God redeemed that situation or circumstance. And he said, you know, I like that they're flawed because I'm flawed. And so even with David, a man after God's own heart, yet an adulterer, a murderer, a dysfunctional dad. He had children turn on him. I mean, he made some mistakes. And yet God said some wonderful things about him, and I think it's because he's viewed through the shed blood of Jesus, or his core heart was he wanted to please God even though he's flawed like all of us.
Sure, yeah. Let's think about it this way, that the Bible tells us that we're being constrained in the flesh, that the flesh is somehow keeping us from the fullness of who we can be. And we know that through Romans 7, that's because there's this old man inside of us. There's this old nature that wants to nurture feelings of arrogance and pride and frustration and you name it. All those kind of ugly feelings that things can elicit in us, this old nature wants to nurture those. And that's why, you know, the Apostle Paul would tell us in 2 Corinthians chapter 10 that we take every thought captive and make it obedient to Christ, that Christ compels us, that he controls our mind, that he has overcome the world. But we are constrained by the flesh, and so therefore, you know, we come to do something, and we're always kind of stumbling over our own flesh. And listen, Jesus even experienced that. It's really kind of interesting when I was thinking a few weeks ago that Jesus, being the most perfect person ever, still, the Bible says, emptied what it meant to be God in Philippians 2 and took on flesh. And Jesus gives the gospel to many people who don't accept, who turn around. Many leave. And Jesus even says to his disciples, like, are you guys going to go too? I mean, they all left. What about you? And so there's this element of the flesh. And let's be honest, Jesus probably had the best gospel presentation imaginable. I mean, it was coming from God himself.
And he loved perfectly. So you can't even fathom how it could be any better. And yet, like you said, people rejected him, which may be a comfort for many of us that try to witness. But usually we feel maybe insecure, or we feel like when they turn away from us, we get self-conscious. And you know, Jesus didn't have those kind of issues going on.
Sure, he had no sin. And so just think of some of the most powerful things that were because of who Jesus was, he didn't experience that we do. I mean, Jesus had a perfect walk. It wasn't like somebody could go, yeah, I know what you're saying about God, but I saw you the other day do X, Y, and Z. Jesus would be like, no, I mean, I'm sinless, didn't do anything wrong. I mean, in him there was no sin. And so in that, Jesus had a perfect walk, and Jesus had compassion in his voice, but also stern and hard words for people. Jesus spoke the truth, but he spoke the truth in love. He was a perfect balance of that, where I think with us, we struggle with that. I mean, when we want to say truth, we become self-righteous the minute we try and be truthful. And the minute we try and be loving, we let truth slide out the door. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's just our human nature. It's the nature that wants to nurture those kinds of feelings. And Jesus didn't have any of that. But it just tells us that some hearts are hard and will not accept the gospel and will not accept the things of God. And so Jesus himself, with skin on and flesh on, experienced those mm-hmm. things.
Now, if somebody wants to find out more about your little blogs or your little 2 to 3 minute talks on Psalms, do they
see
type
the flesh
in?
When you say little? they are short,
yeah.
Not little.
Yeah.
You can
they're
say
impactful.
There you
mighty,
small,
powerful,
small but impactful,
strong.
Yeah.
Do they just type in?
Well,
Jason?
It might be hard to find based on the things you're saying about it. Because it's very small and
not insignificant. Do they just type
pride.
In?
Where did it go?
S C H I F O. Do they just type in Jason?
Yeah, my name on Facebook will get you to my Facebook account. You hit like. I guarantee that if you're a Great News Radio listener, you're probably friends with somebody who's friends with me, because I've got many people who are Great News Radio listeners mm-hmm. who are my friends, who kind of track along with some of the things I'm doing. I don't hear from all that often, here and there, but ever you want to talk, or, you know, kind of like throw me a message, that's always great to do, or hit a little like or something like that and let me know you're still alive out there.
Yeah, but
I got all these Facebook friends. I got like 1,000 of them, and I'm like, are 700 of them on vacation?
Because
you're going, where are they?
Yeah. Wow, yeah. No,
because you got some real active ones, but then you've got like this large group where you're like, where are you?
Yeah, yeah. Well, I know you've throttled way back, because you determined some time ago that you weren't just going to get caught up with spending time or wasting time. Though there's many funny things out there and things you can repost, you were getting to be very intentional on wanting to repost or have some content that is helpful or God-honoring or profitable.
Look, I need to, like we said, the flesh will have us nurture things that are not profitable. And so I know that that can happen in me. So I always think twice about what goes onto the church Facebook page, because that's the church. And that is our church. And I want it to be God-honoring. I want it to be God-exalting. I want it to build up people. I want it to do all those things. And so I kind of determined a while ago that I would only share things that I was willing to put on the Faith Church Facebook page. Mm-hmm. So I would put it on church Facebook page and then share it through onto my account. And so it creates like a secondary filter for my own self, because I know that in this kind of day and age where things are very frustrating, that there's a lot of rhetoric out there that can get me pretty frustrated. And there's a lot of really liberal kind of sideways biblical views. And if anybody knows me, that's probably one of the ways to kind of get me from 0 to 100 pretty quick is like, you know, heresy, or kind of taking the Bible and using it for something that it's not intended to be used for. And I just hate when we do that, because it's we're taking God's word and we're becoming his editors instead of his messengers. And I really, that frustrates me. And it I think it's a teacher in me too that wants to come out and say, now wait a second, let's show you what this means. You know, I think that already even those people are in my BSF class are probably like, context is king guy over here, because I use that phrase a lot. Context is king. I realize we're looking at verse 15, but we have to look at verse 12 and 13 and 14 and 16 and through 18 or whatever in order to understand what God is saying, because God's got kind of like a mega theme he's talking about here. And then in those individual verses, he's fleshing out what that is. And so, yeah. So I'm fun at parties.
Well, you and I, we had a tendency too, because we love a good laugh. Mm-hmm. And we would sometimes private message just those crazy kind of, or zany, or something really funny or silly. And, you know, I've even held back myself too, because, you know, you can just spend
what do you
a
call
lot of time.
A cow with no legs? Ground beef.
Oh, geez. Well, we would send better ones than that.
I like those. We found a website the other day as a family that was like all these kind of just silly jokes. Like, yeah. And we just were sharing them back and forth. I think by the beginning, you're kind of like, wah, wah, wah. And by the end, everybody's just giggling uncontrollably. Yeah.
Hey, we have a visitor in the studio who just waved and made a cameo appearance and is out of here. So thinking of cameo appearances, this Sunday night, 6 p.m. in Milford or in and around Milford, specifically at 1812 East, 1130 North Road in Milford, the St. John Evangelical Lutheran Congregation at Schwermer, S-C-H-W-E-R. I haven't heard it pronounced enough times where I actually know how to say it, but they've invited us to come and sing a concert to God's glory. So the Singing Men, under the leadership of Stephen McCleary, will put on a concert. It's free. There will be a love offering, but come on out this Sunday night, 6 p.m., St. John's Evangelical Lutheran Congregation at Schwer. It's Schwer. And that's 1812 East 1130 North Road, Milford, Illinois. If you need more information, you can call 815-889-4750, 815-889-4750, or you can stop by the website stjohnschwer.com, stjohnschwer.com, S-C-H-W-E-R.com. So hope to see you this Sunday night, and for those of you that don't have plans for this Saturday, there's two different things going on that I'm aware of, and Great News Radio will be a part of both of them. At Marketplace Mall between 10 and 2 o'clock, there's a Wellness and Brain Fitness Fair, and I think they have a lot of different vendors and prizes and giveaways, and Great News Radio will have a table set up. I'll bring along some tote bags and yard signs and program guides, and you can fill out a voice listener radio survey, and we'll have some giveaways. But that's happening this Saturday, 10 to 2, at Marketplace Mall in Champaign. And then there's also the Falling for a Cause happening at Centennial Park this Saturday, where I think they have somewhere between 300 and 400 mattresses that have been purchased to help out, like with the Safe House and the Salvation Army and Restoration Urban Ministries. And I guess everyone stands next to their mattress, and then they do this domino thing. And they were going for a world record, but I think that's
How many mattresses is a world record?
I think it was like over 1,000. They're around 400. So they're very pleased that there's going to be 400 more beds for people to sleep on, and they're helping a lot of great causes. I think even Mercy Refuge is a part of that. But that's happening this Saturday at Centennial Park. And they said I could put up a banner or something. And at this point, I think we're going to go with some yard signs out there. So simplify things. I thought another project to try to pull that off and put together a banner just for a couple of days when these yard signs can be put up will be great. So maybe you're a part of one of these events, or I hope to see you at either one of those. This Saturday, Centennial Park. I'm not sure exactly the time. I'm looking at a poster here, and it doesn't give a specific time, but I'm sure it's during the lunchtime or mid-afternoon. Mm. Otherwise, 10 to 2 at Marketplace Mall. And thank you, God, for how the center is coming along. We're beginning to paint it, and then we'll put the cabinets in, doors, and our window, and then the trim, and then a couple other small things, and hopefully in 3 to 5 weeks, we'll have some kind of, probably you'll know from the Jewel days, a soft opening, and then maybe have a special speaker, someone come down, or a concert, and have a more formal, thank you, God, for what you are beginning to do through this Great News Radio Center. So all those facets are coming together.
So I had to tell you, yesterday I had some missionaries from our denomination come and visit me during the day at the church. They're launching a new program through our denomination to help kids in other countries. And this guy came, as first time I've ever met him. I've never seen him before. Kind of interesting. He came in and his wife was getting something out of the car. So he came in and he said, "Hey, Pastor Jason." I said, "Yes." I got up from my desk and kind of met him halfway and shook his hand. And he said, "Oh, Rachel's in the car. She'll be in just a minute." And then he turned to me and he said, he goes, "I was a PK." And I thought, wow, why are you telling me that? And he goes, "Plumber's kid, which way to the bathroom?" I had never heard that one before. And I laughed. I laughed verbally for 5 minutes and at least 10 more minutes on the inside about that. It was a good pun. I enjoy a good pun.
I was going to say first impression, but yeah.
I thought like he was getting that out of the way to let me know what his background was. But then he said plumber's kid, and he goes, "And I always check the facilities or something." And he went and checked it. It was really kind of funny. I thought, I'm going to use that at some point.
Well, it's been done. You can check that one off now.
Check that one off my bucket list.
Hey, with the Psalms, back to the Psalms as we maybe close out our program.
Sure.
Did the one that I tuned in on Tuesday, was that your first one, or had that already started and I just didn't have a notice?
No, that was my first one. I actually meant to post that on Monday, and just I couldn't get good internet in the office. It was acting up, and so I couldn't get it to grab a hold and upload the whole video. So that took a little bit of time. But yesterday was the first one where we just discussed the first two verses in Psalm 1. Yeah, just understanding that, you know, the first verses say, "Blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the wicked, nor stands in the way of sinners, nor sits in the seat of scoffers, but delights in the law of the Lord. In his law he meditates day and night." So just the idea of what does it mean to be a blessed man or a blessed woman. And blessed in the Hebrew, in the Bible, is ashrei, which means lucky if there was no connotation of chance. You are not lucky because you hit the right number. You're not lucky because you pulled the arm of the slot machine a certain way. You're lucky because God is for you. You're lucky because Jesus Christ died for your sins. And so then that verse kind of sets that up right there, that God is for you. And then from there it says, don't walk near sin. Don't sit with sin. And don't stand with sin. Don't get near sin because it will grab your heart. Don't get near it. See sin. Know what sin is. Realize how blessed and lucky you are that God is for you and that you love God, that he has chosen you. Remember Moses told Korah during the rebellion in Numbers 16, he said, isn't it enough that the Lord God has chosen you?
Mm-hmm.
And then realizing that sin has a power that we have, as we've already talked about, this old man kind of inside of us that wants to nurture these sinful feelings and desires. And so then what is the key? Delight in the Word of God. Delight in the law of God. Meditate on it day and night. Write it on the doorposts of your house. Write it on your forehead. Have it on your heart, written into your heart, so that you can seek God in everything. And I oftentimes, sometimes my wife kind of says, you know, you don't have to quote a Bible verse for everything. And I said, honey, I'm not quoting a Bible verse for everything, though maybe it seems like that. It's just, I want that to be my answer to things. Like, I want to think about the Bible. I really want to ponder God in everything. Because I'm sorry, I think that's countercultural. And I want to live counter to the culture. I want to be different. Because I don't think that the world has a category for Jesus Christ. I think the world is still 2,000 years later befuddled by the man named Jesus Christ, who came and was the most perfect person, sinless, who died for the sins of his people, who actually did so willingly. I mean, he told Peter, put away the sword. He told Pilate, if I wanted to, I could ask my dad to send reinforcements. But I'm not going to, because I'm going to gladly submit to this. I have a greater mission. I have a greater task. And so I think that we need to be the people of Jesus, the follower of Jesus. Jesus needs to look different than everybody else in the world, because we look more like Jesus. And as we look more like Jesus, the world, as it's befuddled by who Jesus is 2,000 years later, is going to be befuddled by who we are. Paul tells us, don't be a friend of the world. And he's not saying don't be involved or engaged in the world. That would be stupid, because he was engaged in the world. But what Paul is saying is, don't be so friendly with it that you look like it. You know, I said in my message on Sunday morning, Mark, SRN News is going to love me, but I said on my message on Sunday morning that God's agenda has to be our agenda, that we have to be about the Word of God. And I'm really concerned, because I know a lot of Christians who can quote the internet and quote their favorite expert and quote the news and quote all that stuff, but they cannot quote the New Testament because their life is not informed by the Word of God. And as Kevin Smith, one of my favorite people down at Southern Baptist Seminary, says, those people didn't die for you. Those people are not your Lord. Those people are not the ones who are guaranteeing you freedom in eternity. They can't give you any of that. He says, last time I checked, the Bible said, be ye conformed to the Word of God and to God. And so I think as Christians, we need to meditate on God's Word day and night. And that's not legalism. That's love. Legalism says if you don't, this is going to happen. Although the Bible is very honest that if you don't meditate on God's Word day and night, you're going to battle with sin like crazy.
Hmm.
And it may get a foothold. From Genesis all the way to Peter, it says that sin is crouching at your door. Sin is waiting to pounce. Sin is right there.
Knocking away.
It is. It really is. And I think that some of us are like, we're not scared of sin. I think I sent a blog post recently. You know, there was a show called When Animals Attack. And in that show, they have all these unfortunate situations where people begin to treat wild animals like they're just tame. In fact, one of the episodes I saw this, they were filming a commercial for a shampoo, and this woman is dressed in a robe and that, and she comes up and she lays against a lion. and the lion attacks her. Because all a lion thinks about is eating and sleeping. I mean, he's wild. And so I think that we've gotten to this kind of point in our culture where our culture has marginalized sin and all that. And so now we're like, oh, we can pet the lion. And the Bible here tells us, don't walk with it, don't stand with it, and don't sit down. Because I know far too many people who have sat down. And let me tell you what, when we sit down, what happens? We fall asleep. And so the key to that is to meditate on the Word of God day and night. So that's more than 2 minutes. See what happens?
And his name is Jason, J-A-S-O-N, Schifo, S-C-H-I-F-O. Friend him on Facebook, and there's a lot more content to come, especially through these Psalms. Yeah. Well, thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of our radio listening family. This is Mark Burns and Pastor Jason Schifo with the Ministry of Great News Radio. God bless you, and have a great day and night.